The standard koto has, like these examples, 13 silk or nylon strings of equal length and thickness. However, it is not unusual to see newer Japanese long zithers with 17 strings. The placement of the movable bridge, or G, under the string determines the string's pitch. Depending upon one's training in a particular school, bamboo, bone, or ivory plectra, called suzumi, are worn on the right hand's thumb, index, and middle fingers to pluck the string both forward and backward. The tsuzumi may be used to scrape lengthwise against the coiled string to produce a special effect. The left hand depresses the string on the left of the bridge, increasing the string's tension and raising its pitch to provide notes not available just using the open strings. The left hand action also provides aftertone inflections, vibrato, and in modern, non-traditional pieces, fingers may even pluck the string. Although used in ensemble music, the koto is frequently heard as a solo instrument. This musical example played on two kotos is an excerpt from a famous 17th century piece called Midari.